again. The next one is, I believe, Charlie, and the voting results for Charlie. Brad, are you pulling that up? Okay, yes. For Charlie, we had 70 in favor, which was 90.9%. Incidentally, the percentage on Brad was 92.4% in favor and 7.6% opposed. For Charlie, it's 90.9% in favor and 9.1% opposed. In Brad's case, we had 8 abstentions, and in Charlie's case, 10 abstentions. Okay, let's hear from the minority opinion. Please raise your hand if you have a minority opinion. And you can remove the slide. Thank you. Raised hands. Okay. Thank you. I'll put this slide. Oh, we have one person. Okay. All right. Monique from WEB 0541.
Hi. Coming from my standpoint as a woman of color, I found that the questions that I myself and another fellow were asking, basically the same question, and that he provided an answer, to me it felt a bit of white fragility involved, and also kind of, as I mentioned, placing more labor on people of color in ACA than providing some type of honest solution, and given the justification that 9 people who claim they put all these hours in can't put the hours in to create diversity among marginalized groups. So I was quite offended, and to be quite frank, not really feeling safe in a room full of mostly white people and giving reasons why they can't do something. So my question is, as we both ask other fellows, what ideas, you know, action steps that can be taken without asking people of color to do the labor? So that's my concern, that we're not going to feel safe, and that, yeah.
Charlie, can you respond to that, please?
Of course. Are there any other minority opinions, or is
no,
Monique the only one?
That's it.
Mary Jo, we forgot to start the recording. Can you say the normal disclaimer, and I'll turn on I'll turn the recording after you say it.
I will. I'll say it. We are going to record this meeting. To protect your anonymity, please only use your first name. If you would prefer not to have your name, your voice recorded, you can chat to the secretary and have your comments read. The audio only recording will be available for download on the website.
We're starting.
Okay. Recording in progress.
Before we go there, let me clarify. Martin, did you record the last piece about the with Brad? Okay, so even though we didn't have it on the general recording, we do have a recording of that. I just wanted to validate that. And then you're already recording this one. So thank you. I'm sorry, Charlie, for interrupting. I wanted to be clear. Okay.
Hi, Monique. First off, let me just say I feel very badly that you experienced a feeling of unsafety and of non-responsiveness. And some of that is I did not give the most complete answer. Some other things that other people mentioned, we do have a RIA committee that has been looking at these issues. So that's representation, equity, and accessibility. For a couple of years. We specifically changed our nominating committee process to allow anybody to self-nominate to come into service. And I myself have actually done a wide range of personal reaching out to people, because the bottom line is this, and I say this in all areas of life, and certainly first and foremost in ACA, having a meeting, a service fellowship or service organization like ours look like the people we represent and serve, and creating an environment where people do feel safety is absolutely essential. It's absolutely my goal. I think the comment that you had a disagreement with is I also acutely know that all healing, including cultural healing within an organization, comes when we move out of isolation. And I was trying to express my limits, my personal limits, that even as we are trying, having more people working together toward a solution and a different outcome will get us there faster. That was what I was trying to communicate. But again, I want to personally apologize for creating a sense of non-response and hurting your sense of safety.
Thank you, Charlie. Could we now have a show of hands of anyone who would like to re-vote on Charlie's ratification? Okay. Okay. Okay, time. We have seven. We appreciate your perspective, and we do not have 40% anywhere approaching 40% that would be required to do a revote on Charlie's ratification. Thank you for voicing your opinion, and we will move.